Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello, Jeff. Hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
We're your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
Ooh!
Yeah, we certainly are.
That was a nice, simple intro.
Tight, I'm tight, Jeff. Tight, tight.
Hello, hello, and what is up?
And what is up?
Let's get to the drink.
Yeah.
Let's get to the final thoughts and get out of here. You know what's going on? Oh, Mike, did you look like you took a sip of your water and you wanted to remark on it?
I did. I hadn't seen this glass. I love this glass. It was way in the back of my shelf for a long time. It's one of those glasses that's shaped like a can.
Like a an beer aluminum can?
Yeah.
With a nice lip around the top.
Oh, I love this. I'll pour water in this thing and go, oh, I can't wait to take sips of that. Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
He lights up.
Oh, yes.
I'm looking forward to this sip. Jeff, you just said that this weekend we had dinner at a restaurant and you ordered a beer and it came out and you're like, oh, my glass is shaped like a can.
Tim, I have to apologize for that night. That was
a... Wow. I loved it. I want to hear from your point of view what happened.
Okay, so we went to a club. Not a club. We went to Zebulon.
I guess it technically is because we weren't in the club room. We were in like the neighborhood bar room.
Yeah,
but that is a club.
And you know what? I had a cocktail and a beer, and it was great. And then we went next door for some food, and I had a cocktail and a beer, and then. Tim said, check, please, and also a tequila shot. And we all got tequila shots.
Well, and she asked, she was like, do you want just like the little 1 ounce pour, or do you want like a 2 ounce pour? And I was like, well, if you ask it like that.
So a shot that I didn't need came out XL sized, and it was like a nice big two gulper.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it one of these things where they don't put it in a shot glass, it's just like in a regular like coupe glass? And all
it was basically a tequila neat, you know?
Yeah.
And then we went to a third location.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were done.
But what is great is that part a little hazy for you, Jeff, or do you remember what went down that
I remember
line?
Laying in the back seat of your car.
It was Mookie's car, so there we go.
A car.
The T-Bird doesn't have a back seat, so that would be impossible. But we went to Red Lion, which is more of a German restaurant.
Ooh, that's a nice place to get some sausages.
So from my perspective, I also was drunk off that from the bar and the dinner and stuff, having a good time. And then I go, you and Mookie get a table out in the patio. And I was like, I'll go get drinks. So I go to the middle bar. And when I'm at that German place, I love to order. They have all these weird schnapps.
Like Amaros.
Schnapps.
And
oh, yeah.
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 And I've
we
been
had
doing
almond
weird.
Or walnut schnapps there once.
That's what was in my mind. And I had already been all weekend. I was drinking weird stuff. Like I had Fernet Mint at Zebulon, and I was just bartenders love it when you order.
Yo,
an
that
Amaro,
was great. You
know? Yeah.
Oh,
it was.
And I forgot about that. So I did have two cocktails and a beer at the first stop.
I was at the Grant in Glassell Park the night before, and I'd be like, "What's that bottle?" And the guys were like, "So tickled to get to talk to you about an Italian Amaro." But so anyway, I knew you guys were going outside to get a patio at the German place. I go into the bar. And I say to the I love that little, there's like a little secret middle bar there.
Yeah.
And I say to the bartender, I'm like, hey, can I get three shots of walnut schnapps? And she was so pumped. She pulled out of the freezer. It's nice and cold and frosty shot glasses. And she's like, turns to a drunk couple who'd been there all night, like, have you guys had this stuff? I'm pouring you too, and I'm taking a shot. And like, I started a whole thing.
Awesome.
Then I get the three walnut shots. I'm carefully walking down the hallway past the men's room. I see Mookie go into the men's room, and I'm like, I got walnut schnapps. And he's like, oh, I'm allergic. And I was like,
oh, right, nuts.
I'm sorry. And he's like, that's cool. Well, you can have mine. And I was like, okay, I'll have yours, and let me bring this to Jeff. And then Mookie... It was very great. It was, he didn't want to like put his fingers in your business, Jeff, but he's like, Jeff might not need one.
He's a good friend.
Might not need one.
It was very, almost like a married couple being like, honey, do you need the last one?
Might not need one. It's really funny.
He didn't want to shame you or speak for you, but he was like, maybe, he said like, well, you might be having all three. Ha ha ha.
If I was in Mookie's position, I'd be like, that drunk asshole, give me that thing. He's not drinking that.
I step outside and I see the table, Jeff face down, booze.
No.
Really? No.
Yeah. Not like you're a passed out guy, but you're a tired guy.
Oh, yes. A dignified, exhausted yes. man. Yes.
You were taking your slumber perhaps, but you did have your head done. So Mookie's walking behind me. I put the three shots down, and I said to you, I was like, yeah, Mookie can't have his allergic, so I guess I'm doing his, and maybe I'm doing all three. And then you were like, I'll have mine. Very funny. Knowing it was like Mookie's driving, so it was all cool. And
fine.
But so I took two, and then you had yours, and I just liked reading it on Mookie's face, like, oh, Jeff will have his. Okay.
I didn't think he was going that far.
Look, I remember the taste; it was good. And also, schnapps is like 30 proof, right? Or like,
yes, it's like having a shot of wine or something.
It was delicious. And I mean, in my recollection, I was bolt upright the entire evening.
I was being witty. I was being fun.
My spine was stiff. No, it was, Mike, you know, drunk Jeff. It's like, I'm not talking about a guy who's passed out, but there's some yawning going on. He's looking at his phone, and then the head kind of goes down.
there's a lot of this, like, a conversation going on. Jeff's looking at his phone. And say we're talking about, like, the new Beyonce record or something like that. Jeff will be like, yes.
you heard something you like. And you're like,
yeah.
Like, oh, he is paying attention.
But not, don't take his eyes up off the phone.
It's like, he won't talk about just anything, but if you hit on something that deserves a big response.
Last time I was at Red Lion was it was during the pandemic.
Yep. I mean, it's a good pandemic patio.
But we were there, and I had a few. I think it was when we did some walnut shots too. I forget who all was there. But we were, Neil and Fran, I know, were there because I was getting pretty drunk. I think we had come from a baseball game, maybe. And there was a party there, and they had a big like platter of sausages and cheeses and stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
And I came back to our table. I was like, hey, I've been eating, going by that party and eating their sausages. And Fran was like, all right, but it's the pandemic, you know?
Yeah, there's still COVID.
I was like, oh, right.
You can commit theft, but just don't get a disease.
I'm too drunk to know about that.
I love that place so much that I didn't mention it to Jeff and Mookie. It was my second time there that day.
Oh, Tim.
I had a sausage platter. I love that toothpicky sausage platter.
Yeah.
And I've been working my way through all the schnapps. There's apple. There's all kinds of fun ones.
Were you getting sort of like thoughtful nods, like respectful nods from the staff?
They really are. If you want to make friends with the staff, the back of house gang, dig deep and order something that no one orders, and they want to talk about it, especially a German place or an Italian place where there's some obscure stuff going on.
But they weren't giving you the sort of nod that was like, don't worry, sir. We won't tell your friends this is the second time we've seen you today.
Yeah. No, they tried. They were like, Tim. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yes, cool. Hello. We're cool. Seeing you for the first time today. Hello.
My whereabouts are my business.
You know, that's a great bar. I always kind of keep an eye out for this when I'm at bars. That's a good Fezziwig party bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's, the two levels are pretty good. The top level is just like an outdoor thing. But
I'll tell you what. I mean, yeah, the parking lot is now a beer garden thanks to COVID, and it's going to stay that way in the rules. But then inside, ooh, I love the distinct vibes. There's a piano and people singing downstairs. Yep. Then the second level has this middle room that's kind of cavey and secret.
Oh, and it's like low ceiling and cool. And a small dining room off the small bar.
Yeah.
Labyrinthine.
Yeah, we went back there for Mitch. we were like, it wouldn't be his birthday, but I feel like we went and ate dinner in that middle room one time.
It was
and
then like the back patio is,
the back patio is very much like Dodger fans, like, cause you get half, I think there's a discount you get 10% off your dinner or something if you're wearing a Dodger hat on the day of a game. So there's a lot of people go there.
Oh, really? If you hit a home run in the game.
Yeah. If you make the all-star team, you get a
free sausage to take home.
I love that place. And I particularly love the pretzels with like the pub cheese and all that shit.
Yep.
Yeah. It does bum me out that like all those sort of main food offerings are just like super oily.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing that's like feels fresh. I mean, it's all like fresh as far as like being like a bunch of different cool sausages.
Yeah. But you're not
eating, it's just like cabbages and like noodles and sausages and like everything is like slippery sheen of oil on it.
It's totally all the brown to beige color.
It's brown to beige. They have it covered.
I was looking at my side. I was with my sausages. I was like, I got some, not just the platter, but picked some specific obscure sausages. And then I was like, let me get some sides. I'll have sauerkraut. And that came out. It was so good, but it was like hot sauerkraut with pork fat in it. And it was like you're saying, it was like glistening fatty sauerkraut. One time me and Ben were there and we ordered the whole appetizer menu and we're like, we'll take a bite of each. And they couldn't fit everything on our table. So the next table had a bunch of our plates over there. And we,
you just put your coats on the seat.
Yeah. We were like, we're going to need two tables. You know, when you, if you're too big for one seat on an airline, you have to buy two. I have to sit down at a restaurant.
What was the other, it wasn't Walnut Schnapps. Last time we went there, or last time I went there at the big COVID meetup, there was like an apple brandy or something.
Apple brandy?
Was it apple brandy?
Apple brandy, yeah.
Apple brandy, nuts.
It was good.
Pretty dang.
Really, really good. They have one, the apple schnapps, because like you said, the schnapps is really low on the alcohol. They have a drink called like the Dirty Jess. And it's half apple schnapps, half vodka. So it kind of turns it into a shot worth taking.
Oh.
And
that's a shot worth taking.
Is it named after your wife or after Jess Margera?
Is that Bam's wife?
That's James, Bam's brother.
Oh, from CKY.
CKY.
Bernadette Near?
Bernadette Near. So folks, when you're out in LA, go to the Red Lion. It's in Silver Lake. It's a stop.
Do all three. Start at Zebulon, have dinner at Salazar, go to Red Lion. That's how you do LA.
Or you could do Tim, do the lunch at Red Lion, then wrap up with a dinner at Red Lion.
Wrap it up, kind of bookend your
sort of a full circle.
A second dinner at Red Lion.
Then I got home. Jessica had the timing. She had ordered McDonald's and it arrived as I walked in.
Ooh.
Took down 10 nuggets to the dome.
No.
Yep.
Man, I love a nugget.
Nuggerinos.
For me, it's been Taco Bell late night. I've been on Taco Bell.
Sure.
It's good.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
And Mike, Arby's.
Yeah, I haven't had Arby's in a while. It's tough to come by.
Well, when you're in LA, we're not going.
I'm coming. What? Well, just take me there.
I'll drop you off.
Leave me there for the day.
Pick you up in an hour. All right. I feel caught up with my friends.
Hell yeah.
Shit chat like it's never been heard before.
But now I want to catch up on the latest in booze news.
Bip, 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 bip.
Hit it.
Oh.
Too much dust on the nips. I said the dust is lost. Dust on the nips. Up in my hand, on my hips. Can on the lips. Tighter than my very own jeans. Hand on my hips. Can on the lips. Dust on the nips. Rank ass cracker.
Oh, man.
Can on my lips, dust on my nips by Drew Pauly. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
I love it.
I gotta say, that was great. Dust on my nips. I must have been talking about nips of liquor. I couldn't have been talking about my nips.
No, cheese nips. Cheese nips versus cheese its.
Because we all said we prefer its, and you were saying that nips are too dusty.
That's right. They got a sheen. Speaking of greasy sheens.
Speaking of greasy sheens, Martin, fucking Charlie.
fucking Tiger Blood.
Yeah.
Winning.
And hey, that's a good booze news theme because this week we're talking about Beyonce on the Blowout, Woo! Her new album Renaissance.
Perfect.
Check it out, folks.
There's a lot of ins and outs to that one.
Okay. This is basically the biggest booze news one could ever hope for.
Whoa.
on Earth is that a certain party rock band
yeah.
who drinks a lot and sings mm-hmm. about drinks and has a podcast of drinks is going on a West Coast tour.
Bow.
West Coast stylies, folks.
Yep.
You are listening to a podcast. You think these guys are probably just fucking dorky ass podcasters. Wrong. Musicians.
Wrongo.
This is our side hustle.
And hey, if you liked the Great Atlantic Blowout, you're going to love the Great Pacific Blowout.
That's right.
That's what we're doing. We paired up with indie rockers Dear Blanca in May. We did the whole East Coast. And now by popular demand, we're doing the West Coast, ignoring the entire center of the country.
For now. For now.
We'll make our ways.
West Coasters, listen close. I'm gonna read down. This tour is in September. It goes from the 6th to the 15th of September, and we're going to be hitting the following cities. San Diego.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Costa Mesa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Long Beach.
Mm.
Ooh.
Los Angeles.
Brr.
Oakland.
It's getting yes. colder as we go up.
Put on your mittens as we get into LA. Oakland, baby. See, I think that's a cool move. Our Bay stop is Oakland. I love San Francisco. We've played there a bunch, but it's kind of cool to say, hey, Bay, come on out to Oakland. It's cool out here.
Hey, Bay.
Yep.
Hey, Bay.
Bay area.
Portland. Keep it weird. Seattle, Grungers. And we're kind of shutting it all down way up there in Vancouver. Our first international gig, guys.
Ooh. Wow. The Couve.
That's exciting. The Couve.
That's really exciting for me. And then SoCal-wise, in San Diego and Costa Mesa, we're going to have Ray Barbie with us. In addition to Dear Blanca, pro skater turned guitar whiz, Ray Barbie. It's going to be a blast.
He's great. He's a cool dude. He's very chilled out. His music is fun.
Yeah, we played with him at Alex's bar last year, right? Or many years ago now.
He was fantastic.
And he does some fun, like, looping stuff. Like, he does some... it's a one guy with an electric guitar and a pedal and... He does more than you'd ever imagine.
He's good. I think I want to, for these shows, I want to get some drink specials too. I've been talking to this whiskey brand rep. You guys know I've been tinkering in the test kitchen with, I have this drink that's sort of like meant for the dog days of summer. And it's kind of a late night sitting, sweating on your front porch type of drink. In
yeah,
the
that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've been talking to this whiskey guy, and he's been helping me. I've been talking about this cocktail with him, but he was saying, like, hey, maybe we could wear something out for the tour. So that'd be kind of cool if we have some whiskey out on the tour as well. This is fun. Come to our shows. We sing. We play guitars and drums.
We sing.
I'll tell you something. Everyone on the East who came out to the East Coast tour had a amazing time. Even if it was
people.
Even if it was a boyfriend bringing a girlfriend, or a boyfriend bringing a boyfriend, or friends bringing friends. Even if the friends hadn't heard anything, they love the shows. You just come and you have fun.
We had some people come into multiple. Yep. We had some people saying, hey, tomorrow night, I'm going to that one too.
Breakneck speed too. We played Troy, New York at night, and then an afternoon show in Boston. So to see familiar faces between those two shows, you're like, man, you had to wake up early and fucking speed over to Boston.
They're like, yeah, I don't know why I did it.
Yeah, you guys suck.
This was a waste of my time and money.
I came here to tell you that the Troy show sucked.
Yeah, you guys left too quickly.
But as far as these live shows, Jeff, I was wondering, I was like, is there a home where people could go to find all these tickets? And I looked at the sloppyboys.com, our website, and Ticket Kick or Song Kick or something did sync up some of these ticket links already.
We
don't do much with it, but
I've never been on it.
We have like a Bands in Town widget or something like that.
Yeah, it was missing
a couple of the shows, but it would be really nice for listeners to have to not like if there was a place we could send them. But we'll figure it out.
So it's thesloppyboys.com, and then looks like six of the shows are listed.
How many shows is that total? I've lost track.
It was eight, I believe.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, that's going to be fun.
Wow.
Great. So as of the airing of this podcast, maybe we'll have all the ticket links right on that website, and they could just go to thesloppyboys.com and spend. Tell your friends.
Sure. But that is it for booze news, yes?
Wrap it up. Oh, wait. I wanted to say the tiniest little thing. I binge watched the show The Bear. You guys seen The Bear?
Yes, I've seen The Bear.
There's a Malort sign. It's a Chicago show, so there's a big Malort sign.
Malort.
That's what's happening in the world of pop culture. Now let's take a look at your neck of the woods.
There's a Malort sign.
Jeff, take us out with some cool something. Mario 3.
Yes, very good, Michael.
Good, good, yes. Dink, da-da-dink, da-da-da-dink, dink.
Good, good.
Good.
What's that? I was listening to it, I was like, this is post-Mario 2.
Bernie Sanders. Good, good.
Good. Well, 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 if it isn't time for the drink of the day, I think I'll take this one today. Remember last week, felt like a year ago. Last week we did the drink called the Sea Breeze.
Yes.
Yes, I remember.
You remember?
I recall.
I think we all agreed.
I remember.
We all liked it. Some of us thought it was a Stone Cold classic, and that same person said it was the drink of the summer.
Yeah.
Now that person, I believe, was you.
Yes. So I knew I was going to like it ahead of time, and I feel like I'm going to like this one too. Today we're doing the Bay Breeze. The Bay Breeze. This one, the history on this guy isn't so different than the Sea Breeze. It's basically what we covered last time. Ocean Spray and the Cranberry Growers Association were trying to get out of a funk, a low sales funk with cranberries.
They're
in
having
the 40s.
Kind of a PR nightmare going on.
Yeah. So they made this drink. They made the Bay Breeze. At the same time, they were making the Sea Breeze and the Cape Codder. Not much different than that. These all, they kind of went away in the 40s and 50s, and after the 40s, came back in the 60s and 70s. It's this era that we've talked about, the dark ages of drinks. It's sort of the juicy, very simple to make. It's like splash, splash, chug. I'll tell you what we got in this thing just so we can,
right.
I can tell you about some variations and stuff. It's very simple. This is the Bay Breeze is 1.5 ounces vodka.
Yeah.
That's
vodka.
45 milliliters. 45 milliliters. 3 ounces cranberry juice.
Love that.
1/2 ounce pineapple juice, garnished with a lime wheel. So this is exactly what the Sea Breeze was, except for just switch out the pineapple juice, or the grapefruit juice from last time with pineapple juice.
Exciting, because in a vacuum, I prefer pineapple juice to grapefruit juice.
Yes.
No, I can't say how it's going to bounce off all the other ingredients.
Yeah.
How did you, what kind of grapefruit juice did you get?
Florida's Natural, last week.
Not grapefruit. What did you, pineapple juice for this week?
Dole.
Dole.
Yeah, just like the little cans.
Yeah,
me
small
too.
Can, you know, here's you know what fucking
six
rules?
Small cans.
I was all ready to have to walk over to the grocery store, but I say, let me check my cabinet. One little can of pineapple juice sitting right there.
Get out.
Oh, nice.
It's the best feeling.
This
Thank
is one
you,
of those things.
Lord.
The pineapple juice thing is one of those where I'm like, all right, I know. It takes me a second. I'm like, what am I looking for here? Am I looking for a bottle of something? What?
Right.
And I went over to where I got the cranberry juice. It's like, no, this doesn't ring a bell. And all of a sudden it hits me like, yes, they're little cans. Where the hell are those? Because I just know that I've seen them somewhere.
Because you can get the nice not from concentrate jug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Or, like a glass bottle.
It's like
it's
organic.
Expensive, and you know it's going bad.
It's honestly not that much better. Dole does a good job of doing that shit.
Because the small cans are also not from concentrate. That's good-ass pineapple.
Mm. Right, they're good. Ooh, I'm looking at them right now. And I got a lime today. I usually forget the garnish.
Wait, you're looking at them right now?
I'm looking right over there. Ooh, six of them right in a little box.
I forgot a lime. Fuck, I have no garnish. What do I do?
The garnish, I never read past just the ingredients. It's like, garnish for this and that. I said, well, I don't have it.
Well, I just don't have it.
This, so the Bay Breeze, what else can I tell you? There's not much going on here, except for the drink is also called, sometimes, the Downeaster. Mm. The Hawaiian Sea Breeze, makes sense.
Okay.
And this one I did not understand, the Paul Joseph. I don't know who that is. You look him up.
Two apostles. No?
Hmm?
One apostle and one dad.
Well, was a good dad.
The only thing I came up with Paul Joseph was a man named Paul Joseph Watson, who is a British far-right YouTuber.
That must be him.
That's your guy.
This drink is...
Well...
It really, there's not much to it. You can't just type in Paul Watson and get anything.
Come on the pod and defend yourself, Paul Watson.
No, that's Paul Joseph
But for
Watson,
slap it, what's the takeaway with all these drinks is just like, it's just the same cluster of drink. We wanted to do it because we were just talking about it, but it's like... If you're at a bar and someone orders a vodka cran, now you have something to say. You know, you know, Ocean Spray got that going, but they also got the sea breeze and the bay breeze and the sex on the beach. And then the person's like, I don't really want to talk to you. And you're like, fine, I'll go to the bathroom.
Okay, okay. But we came here as friends. Now we're leaving as enemies.
Well, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Yeah, but, well.
Things change.
Off you go.
Interesting.
Well, so I'm going to go leak the lizard.
See, this is the type of reason I don't really want to talk to you anymore.
You're always leaking your lizard.
You're
not to mention draining your main vein.
So here's something that would be fun for this drink, maybe for a round two. If you want to mix it up even more, you can swap the vodka for rum.
You know, that makes sense because of the pineapple.
Yeah, and that feels like a more of a Hawaiian tiki-ish drink.
Yeah,
and that should be the Hawaiian breeze that you mentioned.
Yeah, the Hawaiian sea breeze.
Isn't there also one called a Malibu breeze, and it's made with Malibu? When people say Malibu, they mean it's specifically the coconut rum, right? There's not normal Malibu.
Yeah, that's what this thing says, and even for more of a twist, coconut
rum. Oh.
And when you guys come out here, I'll show you a little something I call the queasy breeze. It's just sort of like an egg fart.
Instead of just sort of an egg fart.
Yeah.
It's just sort of.
Yeah.
It's not even a drink.
I'll do it in a cup for you, but it's not going to last.
Gross.
All right. Let's say maybe enough quips onto the sips.
Ah, perfect. Very nice. Very good.
Folks, see you back here after the ad.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we're back with Bay Breezes.
Okay, let's see him.
Let's see him.
Oh, Jefferson, the lime wheel is divine.
Wheels up.
Michael, the lime wheel.
Ooh, nice wheel. I know.
The lime wheel, really, it's really cool.
Wait. I think I realized this last week on the Seabreeze, too. Your drinks are red and mine's brown.
Yeah, what's going on
there? What's going on?
My cran might be old.
Bad cran?
Old brown cran.
Dusty. Old cran. Oh.
Aged cran.
Ooh.
It's Ocean nasty. Spray cran cocktail, but it's a year old.
But you had it from the last go around.
But these are small. I had two small bottles, so I had one last week and one tonight. They tasted fine when I went took them straight to the dome, but the color's off.
It's the damn colors off.
Well, let's do some sips, huh?
Yeah, that might be nice.
Oh, that might be nice.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I'm on the island.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Now, what do you guys do with your... Do you put your wedge right in there?
Do you wheel? Squeeze it?
Yeah, wedge the
wheel,
salad?
The wheel here.
Yeah,
you probably, I think if you squeeze it, you're changing the recipe.
So it's supposed to just hang out on top?
It's supposed to look nice. Mm.
But come on.
It's in your face.
Every garnish I've ever gotten, I squeeze the hell out of it and I plop it.
Yeah, but you should sip the drink first and see if it needs any zip.
Yeah, on the pod, yeah.
On the pod, yeah.
This drink needs no zip.
You gotta say, this is obviously tastes good. The taste, it's good taste-wise.
I think cranberry juice.
The taste ought not go to waste.
But it's not as much of a, as grapefruit and cran. I feel like that's a better combination. I don't know if this combos as well.
I think it was more interesting to have a bitter drink, whereas this one, I'm not getting too much cran, and I'm tasting, and I kind of knew, like, yeah, pineapple, there's so many drinks you order, especially a lot of tiki drinks that shouldn't have pineapple or get loaded up with pineapple juice a lot of the time.
Just so they can taste tropical to the common tongue.
Yeah, not us.
Not us.
Not the Acast podcaster tongue.
It's funny with these drinks. It's you know, it's summertime and I'm hot and I just want something to be
damn right, you're
quenching
hot.
My shit. Hey, all right. Thank
hot
you.
Boy summer.
That's enough. Thank you very much. Hot Mike summer. I can't believe Hot Mike summer is almost over.
Hot Mike summer is in you sweating in your apartment.
It's going to be a homely Mike fall. These things are very refreshing, so I'm like gulping them, and because I want to be refreshed.
And you like juice? A lot of people
love juice.
A lot of people they're hearing the juice and their guard is up. Mike says, "Juice me, baby.
Juice away. Yes, juice it, and cranberry juice at that."
So, would you say that you crave the wave?
Mm-hmm.
When was the first time you met somebody who watered down juice?
Michael Carboni's mom, Carol Carboni.
Is that? I don't know. I didn't know that's
Tim
like
says Carol Carboni, Michael.
Carol Carboni. This is the first time I'm hearing about that. So
and now I chose,
too.
Mike, you can't use Carol Carboni because I already chose her as mine.
All right. Does she have a sister, Joni Carboni?
Okay, wish. Mike's is Joni Carboni.
Mine's Joni Carboni.
For me, it's Adam Mattson, our buddy.
Oh, yes.
He turned me on to white grape peach in college. That's a good juice. I don't know if they still make it anymore. I think it's Welch's.
White grape peach, right.
White grape peach. And I was like, man, yeah, it is really good. And then he was like, you're drinking it like full strength? And I was like, yeah. Like, I've never.
Juice.
I'm just drinking it as juice. What are you talking about, full strength? And he's like, I water it down a little bit to like, because it's a strong taste and it just makes more of it, you know? Sure. But a lot of people water down juice because it's just too much sugar, too much taste.
I mean, I feel like I've learned from booze that if my juice is too intense, I'll put it on ice and then I'll let it get a melty and drink it. But for some reason, it just feels strange to me to just bring a glass of juice up to the faucet and plop some water in there. It's not much different, but I don't do that.
I've never heard of this.
Club soda.
Done this before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
Vodka? Oh.
What's going on with Tropicana 50-50? Is that just water, you think? It's like 100 calorie lighter orange juice.
Got to be.
And I would guess that it's just half a ball of orange juice with water in it.
Damn, I don't know. But 50%, like half and half water?
Yeah, you could make your own Trop 50.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Tropicana 100 or 100 cal or something. Maybe I made up with the 50-50 as I was saying it to you guys because that's what I was going to pitch.
Do you guys like pulp juice?
Yeah, I like to chew my orange juice.
Yeah, I'm not a pulp guy. I don't like the pulp very much.
Well, you probably love Sunny D, huh?
I don't. Sunny D is another one of those ones like the like the little teenies, those teeny drinks, hugs or whatever.
Scrapey.
That just give you that that scrapey throat feel.
I like Sunny D, man.
Hey, that's great.
No pulp.
Sunny D is funny because it's like orange, but it's from concentrate and it has corn syrup and water. So it's basically what fucking Ocean Spray did with Cran. They took the fruit and then they turned it into a cocktail.
Ah.
Yep. But Sunny D also
all the better for it.
Sunny D also has like a milky, pearly sheen to it. It's like it's got a thickness.
Yeah.
Cranberry juice has no such thickness.
Cranberry, you can see right through this stuff.
Yeah.
I like the word cocktail. Well, you know, when you say cranberry juice cocktail.
Tim, you're on the right podcast.
Crab cocktail. You know, what makes something like some old restaurants will be like tomato juice cocktail. It's like a glass of tomato juice with a lemon wedge on the side. And you're like, yeah, serve me a cocktail, baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I was also thinking that cock is another word for something and tail is a different word for something else. And maybe there's a sort of, I could point in a direction of sort of a sexual sort of a thing.
Tim.
Who, the people at the restaurant?
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't worry about them. They're doing their own thing. They're doing their own food stuff.
You leave them be.
You get that idea in their head, they're going to start, you know, fucking the food and sending that out.
Tim, what did you say? The wait staff is fucking the food.
I just mentioned that this word cocktail has the word dick and ass in it.
And then they start fucking me.
That's all I did. Hey. That's all I tried to do.
Get off of me, you.
Speaking of refreshing, you know what I got the other day? And I'm absolutely loving it. A box of like Good Humor ice cream bars.
Oh, ice cream sandwiches?
Did it have the Eclair Pebble one?
No, I got the cookies and cream one, like the Oreo one.
Popsicle style,
yeah, that's right. And I just, it's one of those things where, you know, when you're in the supermarket, I spend so much time in the supermarket, I'd love shopping for food.
Yeah.
When you're walking around... And you just do that thing where you're like,
I could get
this is here. I could get this.
I could buy this. I have money. I could buy this.
This is all up for grabs.
It's all for grabs. If you got the cash, which I did.
Man, I spent a lot of time. I'll get kind of lost. Sometimes I'll be like, holy shit, I've been in here for 45 minutes. What the fuck am I doing?
whose food is this? You know what I thought would be a funny? If you're like in a supermarket and you just like walk by somebody's cart and take it. That's not really stealing. Yeah,
they haven't bought the stuff yet.
It's just
right.
They just rearranged where the stuff is. They didn't buy it.
Yeah, that could happen to me if I looked in a cart and I saw like Magnum condoms. Okay.
Anything
else?
Magnum condoms.
anything else?
Mini condoms.
this guy's got Magnum condoms.
Big
and a bunch
ball
of,
holders.
Eggplants.
Long pube trimmer.
yeah, what kind of supermarket is this? You say. Magnums. Wow.
Whew. This is getting a little... That would be funny to wear a Magnum and just kind of let it sag, you know?
Yeah, it's like JNCOs for your dick.
Yeah. 90s are back.
Magnums are for like goth kids with small dicks.
But it's fashionable, you see?
Yeah, yeah.
And like parents are always like, "Ah, but it's not right."
it's not right.
Effective.
You can't wear that to school.
Come on, pull your condom up.
My melty cubes have taken the edge off the pineapple, which is nice. A lot of people, will give a lot of people heartburn. It'll also burn your mouth.
But it'll also make your cum taste good.
Okay.
Oh,
you know, somebody had to say it.
No, because we already talked. We've reached the limit. We were talking about condoms, and that's it.
Well, what liquid goes within?
That's it.
You can't bring up a garment and not mention the liquid that goes within.
garment. I guess condoms aren't garments.
that's apparel.
I've got to cop that. Did you guys ever? I was thinking of this when we were talking about Malibu rum. When I was a teenager and liquor was sort of hard to come by, I was having a pool party and my friend came by with a bottle of Cabana Boy. You ever had that?
Oh, yeah. No.
What is that?
It's like knockoff Parrot Bay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
It had a boy Cabana and like, boy. And it was a Cabana Boy. It was like sweet rum, like coconut rum. Ooh. Or something.
Nice.
And we dropped the bottle, shattered it on the concrete next to my pool.
Sad. No.
Yep.
That is a bad spot for no glass around the pool.
And then I come by, I'm doing one of my bare ass sits, and then I sit.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm worried about your feet. I broke a glass in here like a few months ago, and like just last week, I still found shards of glass. It's it's real. It's the struggle.
The struggle is real. Thank you.
The struggle is real.
We were hanging out with Mitch one time, and he was scratching his head, and a piece of glass came out of his scalp. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
I think when he was in like high school or something, like somebody smashed a bottle on his head.
Oh.
Or like college and he got
stitches. Did this happen with us or he was telling the story of it? Like, did it happen?
The fight did not happen with us.
Okay.
But, like, a year later, he was, like, scratching his head and, like, a little piece of glass came out. The
shrapnel was still in there.
Yikes.
It seems like that would happen. Another time, Mitch said he was laying in bed and his chest beeped.
Huh?
He said, like, his chest made, like, a beep sound. Like, he thought it came from his phone or something, but I would know. His chest went beep.
And you were in the shower once and a penny fell out of you.
Yeah, what is going on with the guys and the body stuff?
Do we take a break and make another round and try and figure out this body stuff?
What's going on with the guys and the body stuff?
I'm going to try one with rum. I'm going to do Bacardi rum.
Oh,
I love that.
I had to make mine kind of big to fill the glass. Did you guys?
No. I did the normal measurements. I packed as many cubes in there. I always have one dry cube teetering up top.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm going to do some tweaks, but I don't know what yet.
Okay.
Tweak of the week.
So, folks, why don't you take a little break? Well, you're going to take a little break, and we'll meet back here after the ads.
Yeah, we'll all break. It's break time.
Break time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back with round two of Bay Breezes. Mike, I did the same thing that you did with the
rum. Put rum in it. Yeah.
Put a rum on it. Portlandia.
Ah. Or Beyonce.
Can I take a minute with that?
Hey, I thought of something while I was making this. I know we're not supposed to talk about come on this podcast, but it's a bummer for
come and other liquids inside garments.
It's a bummer for Dole and all these pineapple juice places that
they can't just say that.
You can't just say it. Like, imagine having a product and your product has a value proposition that must not be discussed.
Yeah, that's true.
The Voldemort value proposition.
All the time in the boardroom, they're like, "Can we just say it's jizzlicious? Can't we just do that?" No,
because we can't say jizz. Oh, what about material?
protein, material.
So that was what were we talking about? It was like, I got to get this material out of me. I've got this material inside me. I want it outside of me.
I want it out.
Improves the taste of your material. That's all they need to say.
And they should do it like, I forget what that candy commercial was, but it was like, oh, like the taste of the rainbow, like the taste of the rainbow.
It's like, oh, yeah.
It improves the taste of your material.
Well, it's kind of like Q-tips, how you're not supposed to use Q-tips in your ears, and that's like all their, that's the primary use.
Yeah, what else would you?
They say like you can like clean electronics, and it's like, well, nobody uses it for that shit. Come on.
Electronics.
They're going in ears. That's all we use them for.
They're going in ears. Ears and rears. We all know it.
Wait, what was that, Q-tips?
Yeah, Q-tip. So maybe Dole should be like, don't use it to improve the taste of your cum. Don't do it for that. And
we know we're not supposed to say, but we're saying. All right, I'm taking a sip of this.
Ooh, different.
Ooh, that's more tiki-ish.
Maybe a more natural pairing.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, you know, some pairings are just unnatural.
Yeah.
This is one for our conservative listeners.
This is good, man.
No, I thought you were going without Jeff. Like, some pairings are just unnatural. Like, the way that every commercial now that's trying to be funny is like, a futuristic robot and a caveman hanging out together, and they don't understand each other. It's like some pairings are just unnatural.
Yeah. This is like a Geico commercial or something.
But not peanut butter and chocolate, Twix, and the cookie crunch. Yeah, it's stupid fucking shit.
Yeah,
man.
Stupid fucking corporate shit.
We all know what Twix is.
I love that left Twix thing. That's funny. Actually, there's a funny little seed of an idea in there that someone had, is that left Twix and right Twix are made at different factories. That's funny.
Yeah.
But when you watch the commercial, you're like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Get out of my head, man.
It's the aesthetic isn't very good in that one.
Mm. If I were the DP, I would have done Dutch angles, and I would have done all one shot. I would have done Steadicam all one shot.
Totally. Ooh. I would have done a Kubrick thing.
Wow. Stanley?
Shit.
Damn, yeah. I can't follow that. Now he's got to do it. If I was on the set of that commercial, I would be like, guys, the vibes are off. I'm off the project. I will walk.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
When I agree to a project, I say, I will walk on to this project. I can't write a big fit. Yeah.
I will walk when it's done.
Walk on. You too.
Yes.
All right. Final thoughts. Michael, why don't you kick it off?
Just like last week's drink, I love this. This is going to be an order again. This is a Stone Cold classic and a close tie for drink of the summer.
No, Mike, I'm going to...
A close tie?
I'm going to hold your feet to the flames, Mike. Okay. Which one's better? You got to choose. Mm.
For the summer? For the drink of the summer? You know, I wish I had them right next to each other.
Mike, isn't part of naming a drink of the summer, isn't part of the fun choosing one and not having it be a tie?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's these two are neck and neck. We will find out by the end of the summer. But Prest, this one is taking the lead.
Really?
Bay Breeze is taking the lead.
Oof. Mm. This is an order again for me, but I think that the we've talked about how tastes sometimes are like coordinates on the tongue. And I feel like the last week's combination was a better set of coordinates. This one's not hitting me.
Last week sunk your battleship. This is a miss.
This is
not
a miss. A graze. You've grazed my battleship. Yeah,
yeah. You hit my carrier. You want sunk battleship.
Yeah. Graze reminds me of a certain anatomy show. But on a serious note, my review is that I like the sea breeze better. This is an order again. It's good. It's an outdoor daytime by the pool drink.
Right.
But I think that here's the thing. The sea breeze was unique to me. I've never had a salty dog, so I'm not drinking a lot of grapefruit cocktails.
Mm.
And it was bitter and it was surprising and I liked it. This is absolutely delicious, but when you add that pineapple, you're tiptoeing towards tiki and it's just a whole world. You know what I mean?
Like, if we're going there, let's go there. I don't feel like I'm going there.
If I'm going there, I want three rums and some lime and some weird fucking Don the Beachcomber powders.
This is like a quick tiki. This is a quick tiki drink.
Quick freaky tiki.
Quickie tiki.
You know, it really brings me back to the Singapore Sling. That was another one where I said, gin and pineapple juice, huh? And there's a bunch of other crap in there. But it's a good one. Wait, I was going to make one other insight.
Did that one have the Dom Benedictine in it?
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah. You were saying something else. Just make one more point.
Not just a point. It was going to be an insight.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he passed that.
He's gone. He's
got his head down on the table, walnut schnapps.
Okay. Well, he's gonna be out for a while.
I think it might just take it a sip.
if you take a sip, it'll come back. Well, I saw the insight come up the straw in your mouth.
It's funny to drink if you want to remember something about a drink, an alcoholic drink. Go ahead.
This is stupid.
A taxation without representation is unconstitutional.
Don't tread on me. What do you think is more common for a bar to have, grapefruit juice or pineapple juice, or are they just things that a normal bar isn't going to have?
I think pineapple.
You think so?
I think I've seen dive more of these types of cans.
Yeah. I feel like a dive bar doesn't have either, but that tiki is pretty pervasive these days.
So if I walk into Ye Rustic and I'm like, and I ask for one of these, they're going to be like, the fuck out of here.
They'll be like, do you want 12 chicken wings? We could do that for you.
No, we'll give them to you in an hour and 15 minutes.
Get the fuck out of here. What does this fucking guy want?
We forgot him. We dropped a ticket on the floor. Here are the wings. They're the best wings you ever had. Ah, yep. Thank you.
And I will gleefully eat them, gleefully partake.
Here's my own type of fireball that I make on my own.
Oh, dude, that was the worst. Hey, I bought a bunch of fireball as a joke.
Good.
And they're just taking up space in my cabinet. So when you come out here,
let's
Mike,
drink them.
Let's go to the beach. We'll go to the beach and drink them.
Let's
on the
you
beach.
And me drink them.
All right.
Great.
That's good. That's a good plan. Cinnamon whiskey on the beach.
I think we're going to a beach one of these days.
Yeah, let's go to the beach.
Or the racetrack.
Yes.
Beach,
yes.
Racetrack, let's do it all. Timmy, yeah, you didn't get that Malibu beach house, did you?
I blanked.
Damn.
Damn. I was really hoping you weren't going to blank on that one. I blanked on a rent.
Tim, you get that thing. I'll tell you what you do. You get that thing the weekend after Labor Day, you're going to get any house you want, half the price.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Wow. Well, he's a power broker for the Malibu area. Wow.
For rentals.
That's good.
Did you say we all like it? Okay.
We all like it, right?
Yeah.
I think. We like it, but we like the Bay Breeze, yeah, but have we heard of the Bay Quiz?
Oh, I think I had a heart murmur just hearing that quiz sound.
They got a fart murmur.
This is exciting because we did the Beyonce.
Exactly. Bomb. Exactly.
Shit, is this going to be Beyonce questions? Oh, fuck. Now I got to be.
Oh, fuck. I hope not. Fuck.
I got to be up on all things Bay. Beyonce.
Well, that's the thing I've actually never been clear on is B-E-Y.
Yeah.
I used to say Bay, like she's Bay, but I think they're the Beehive, and then I think she's B, like BB. Yeah. Can't see BB on her knees.
B,
honestly. So I think it's B, not B. Bay.
Huh.
Hmm.
Beehive.
That's life. You guys ready for a quiz? You listen to the question and you blurt out the answers, and
yes.
Your friend Tim keeps track.
Sure.
And it's Bay influence. Okay.
It's Bay influence questions. And it's trivia, and the winner gets scratch-off money. For scratch-off tickets, you could get rich.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. I wish we had won that Powerball. I didn't play, but...
Oh, I've always had a weird thing where I would love to win the Mega Millions.
That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Okay, here we go. Question one. Shake, shake, shake. This Chesapeake area crab seasoning is not exactly new.
Old Bay.
Jefferson.
Old Bay, yes.
Mike's got it.
Wait, no, hey.
No.
I was way late.
Wait, no, hey. Question number two.
Ooh.
Yikes. The Zodiac Killer killed people all around this bay.
San Francisco.
San Fran.
Jefferson.
Ooh.
Squeaked by Mike. Mike, how
I got to say those faster. I gotta really jump on those.
Yeah, that would help.
That's lesson learned for me.
Okay. You ready for this one?
Yeah. Mm.
Hang 10, dudes. The beaches of Los Angeles are located in this bay.
Santa Monica Bay?
Yes, Michael.
Wow, I never heard of that. I just took a guess. I didn't know there was a bay out there.
Isn't that weird? I didn't know that till recently, too. But from Malibu to Palos Verdes, there's kind of that crescent shape, and that's the Los Angeles
Bay. It's pretty shallow of a bay.
Yeah, pretty big bay, if you ask me. I don't know if it counts as a bay. But
big bay.
Known the dock of the bay.
Didn't realize there were size limits on bays. But here we go. Splish, splash, burr, burr. The Hudson Bay is located in this country.
Canada.
Michael ties it up.
Thank you. Hudson Bay.
Yep.
The Hudson.
Is that where Sully landed?
No, that's the Hudson River.
The Hudson Bay, though, is where Henry Hudson was trying to, he went up there, he went all the way up the Hudson River and got there.
So he noodled his way in Manhattan, he went by Ellis Island and noodled all the way up the river?
He went all the way up there, and he was trying to find a way around, like, the top of the world. he wanted to go up over the Arctic Circle, and the way he died, his ship just went and, like, froze to death. And everyone died on like a third trip. He tried it like three times.
Was he
one of
on
which
that
was,
boat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And yeah. What's his name? Henry Hudson.
That was his like obsession was getting up and over the top of the world.
I think that Hudson Bay is also where Ernie Hudson busted a ghost.
Yeah. He busted a ghost near the Hudson River. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Busting makes me feel. Man, I didn't know that about Henry having a chilly demise. Okay, but enough about that. It's time for the much anticipated question five.
Oh, these are always
the one,
good.
This is the one I've been looking forward to.
This is the tiebreaker for right now.
Taylor Swift has a thing where like track five is always her most personal introspective song on an album. It's kind of the
is that
same
what
thing.
Is?
Yeah.
We should do it. That's a good blowout. Also, Kanye, track three is a lot of where he puts like the first big power hitter.
Damn, dude.
Such as Power.
Okay, here's my most introspective question.
Yeah.
Hubba hubba, this sexy sodium slinger sprinkles seasoning on steaks.
Salt Bae.
Yes!
Salt Bae.
Jefferson.
That was your introspective question.
Yeah. I wrote that one out by hand with a quill and I was crying as I did.
What did you say? How was he described?
This sexy sodium slinger sprinkled seasoning on
wow,
steaks.
That's like a real she sells seashells by the seashore.
It's exactly that. That's kind of where I took my inspiration from.
I never took note of who that guy was. Was he a chef?
Mikey's Salt Bae, and that's all you need to know.
I know. Who knows what else?
He's a restaurateur. He now owns like five steakhouses across Europe. But when the steak is like sizzling, he puts it on your table and then he does that little tinkle tinkle bounce.
And it goes off his elbow?
Yeah, bank shot, baby. Boom.
No thanks. No thanks. Keep your dander in your chef coat.
Mike, remember we went the Comedy Bang Bang IFC TV show. Writer's Room we did a Las Vegas trip and we went to Carnivino, a fancy steakhouse in Vegas. Yeah. And then the server came up to the table and said, "May I carve your steak?"
Yes. May I carve your steak?
You were so ticked all weekend. You're like, "May I carve your steak?"
Yeah, it was. May I hold the door for you? Yeah.
May I take your penis out of your fly in the men's room and push on your bladder? Full service. Okay, here we go. Question six, which is usually typically lighthearted after question five.
Oh, good, good.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, Night. This song is by whom?
Bay City Rollers.
Michael ties it up 3-3.
Get out of here. I had no idea. I never would.
You just
got
to know Bay. It's sort of a Bay thing. I would have known that if we didn't know it was Bay.
Gotcha.
Speaking of Saturday night. NBC's live sketch show that airs on the aforementioned night once aired a sodium slinger sketch starring this friend of the Sloppy Boys.
Dana Carvey?
No.
Beck Bennett.
Yes, Jefferson. Beck Bennett played Salt Bae in a sketch.
Oh.
Got him.
I'm thinking of the fresh pepper.
Is that pepper? Oh,
so you were thinking of the wrong type of sodium slinger.
Yeah, I know. It's jumping on it.
That would have been good, though. That would have been very good.
Sodium's close friend. Let's
Sodium's
say
close friend. Was that Bobby Moynihan?
No, I'm thinking of the fresh pepper. The
But yeah, Bobby Moynihan's first show. He had. Do you smell pepper? There's pepper.
Oh yeah.
That's funny.
Plus, not to mention the Hawaiian reggae band Pepper. Okay, on to the next question. Live from New York, this Donald Glover collaborator once starred as Max Rebo on SNL.
Tim Baypakis.
Fuck. Tim Baypakis. All right. Tied up,
Tim
guys.
Tim Baypakis.
4-4, and it's time for the final question.
Ooh. Okay.
The winner takes all the scratch-off money in the Bay quiz.
I hope I get this. I think I will.
The Affordable Care Act healthcare website experienced an influx of Obamacare enrollments thanks to a hilarious viral video that featured a famous joke by a 6-foot tall satirist.
Tim Kalpakis.
Whose current weight is what?
179.
I want to say we're in the 400s.
179 and 400.
I'm going to say, what does Tim weigh?
Interesting you mentioned weight.
We gave you the guesses.
Oh, Michael, you're so close. No, you get
211.
212?
Oh, my God.
215.
213, Michael.
Get the fuck out of here. This is the worst quiz I've ever been a part
of. Michael wins the scratch-off money thanks to I earlier This winter, I mentioned on the pod, I weighed 207. I think I've been drinking too much M-Drive.
Well, you're supposed to turn that protein into muscle.
No.
Muscle lay on the couch. More than fat.
Chug no, M-Drive all day, lay on the couch. Michael, you won the bay.
Thank
quiz.
You. I'm going to take that scratch off money, turn it into Powerball money.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You're meaning rich, I'm going dude. To invest. Mm.
That is that right hustle mindset. You rise mm-hmm. and grind. That's perfect.
Rise
you,
and grind.
I can
King.
Tell you, but you've yeah. been hitting the M drive pretty good.
Mike, yeah. You have been looking like quite the Sigma lately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sigma Oasis. Fish mm-hmm. reference.
There we go.
Woo! Yeah.
That was a good quiz.
Good quiz, Tim. I really am hurting for wins, though, and it just saddens me to lose.
yeah.
It's tough.
When it comes to losing the quiz, that's got to be the worst part, is that taking that L.
Yep.
Ooh. But there you have Michael flying the W.
Yeah. Yep. Post the W's. I will do that later.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we... where we release these episodes ahead of time. Also, check out our Patreon, where you can listen to the Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode where we talk about Beyonce Renaissance. Wow. Ooh, that's a good one. That was a good one this week.
Really fun.
Well, that's it for Breeze drinks for now, I think. Huh? We did two in a row.
You want to do your egg fart Breeze?
Oh, the queasy breeze. Yeah, that'll be just a little treat for you guys.
Oh, we're not even going to record
gruesome.
That.
It's not going to be on the pod.
But if you want to smell it, come see us on tour.
Folks, we had a good time. We should do this again next week.
I love that.
All right. Till then.
Bye.
Bye, folks.
Bye, bae.